Hey, so let's talk about IT and system management apps. What do people really want and need it to do? So one of the reasons there are not too many IT and system management mobile apps is the struggle of IT solution providers to decide what to put in the app. Let's face it, IT and system management desktop software has so many menus that even a 30-inch display would not fit all the systems and logs you'd want to see. Then how do you put all this good stuff into a 10-inch iPad, not to mention the 5-inch iPhone? Well, the struggle is there since you're looking from the desktop console perspective, trying to fit it into a smaller factor device. You have to think different. And yes, it's the well-known campaign Steve Jobs and Apple ran while introducing the first Mac. So think as an iPhone or Android or Windows Phone user. I didn't left anybody outside. So what do you do most with your phone? Here are a few main scenarios. First, you act upon a notification. It's usually reading a short note, click on it to get more info, and then click some more. Secondly, you look for the current status, especially for apps that display the unread notes icon, like the Facebook messages. Then you share and let others know what you did or what's up with you. What don't you like to do on a mobile device? I'd say you would not like to start a multiple action task, especially if it involves lots of typing. You would not want to find your way through tons of screens. You wouldn't want to engage in a task that takes more than 30 to 60 seconds, right? So, how does all this tie up to a great design of IT and system management mobile apps? Well, here's my take. Firstly, don't try and squeeze all your app menus into the tiny screen. Secondly, use the app to deliver specific preset type of alerts or notifications that can be acted upon with just one or two clicks max. Thirdly, allow quick delegation of an alert or notification to another team member or to the central command station. Allow flipping through specific status screens showing the most important information and allowing you to click alert if you see a specific worrisome state. Allow a quick share of a great tip or an important alert to the other members in your team. Anyway, those are just a few ideas to get you going. Tell me, what would you like to add to the mix? See you back in my podcast. Bye.